That's some new type shit.
Get a nigga wet on new type shit.
Hey, hey, hey. What's poppin', man? It's your boy, the Pod Killer. How y'all doing, man, on this fucking Monday, man? It's cold as shit, man. Spring? What the fuck, man? What you doing, man? You better fight, bro. Ready for this warm weather, man. It's cold as fuck, man. Yesterday was ridiculous. Wind was blowing, it's colder than a motherfucker, man. Y'all should know this about me. You hear what I'm listening to, man. That new Future and Metro Boomin, man. Shit fire, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. Every song hit to me. Every song hit. I've been playing this shit nonstop since it dropped. You know, we was getting sick of hearing all, you know, the females doing their thing. Like, they mad consistent, man. Like, that's just what's popping, man. These females is, like, killing shit. Like, I don't listen to it, but I know what's happening, motherfucker. Like, I was like, damn, man, somebody need to fucking drop something, shit. Like, so, without even knowing, I just seen this shit, like, probably an hour or two after I, like, said that type shit, like that, like, and I'm like, oh shit, they dropping Friday. And that was like a Thursday when I said that shit too. That's crazy about that. It's like Wednesday, Thursday. But this album was a 9.1 out of 10. I'm gonna give you my reason. Production is always fire on Metro Boomin. Future with the vibes. And the timing he dropped this album. Cause niggas needed this shit. Fuck all that. You know, I support the female rap. Fuck all that, bro. All that ass shaking music, I will not. And I repeat, I will not listen to that shit in my car dolly on some weird shit. But I give it a 9.1 just cause. Not just cause, but what I just said. But they got my boy Prodigy. If you know me, I'm a huge Prodigy supporter, huge Prodigy fan from day one. They got him on every, at the end of every song, talking basically like some skits when he's Prodigy went on the rant back then, like in 2008. He was talking about whack rappers and shit, rappers he didn't fuck with. He mentioned heavy hitter names too. He mentioned like Joe Button, Hell Rel. He mentioned like Saigon. He mentioned a lot of decent rappers and shit. Was funny as hell because I felt the way I don't know. At the time, Joe Button wasn't popping. Well, he was popping, but and he was on some weird shit. I was surprised he said Hell Rel too, but long story short, motherfucking Metro Boomin decided to put Prodigy on these songs. Mind you, you know, they Atlanta niggas, and they got my favorite rapper from Queens, my favorite rapper of all time, Prodigy. Talking, bro, that shit crazy. That shit tripped me out. I'm like, oh shit. So it's just some genius shit that Metro Boomin cooked up, whatever. I fuck with this shit, bro. I've been listening to this shit since it dropped, like I said. And yeah, that's why I give it a 9.1, man. The production, the timing, the drop. You know, Future got the vibes on there. The production, if I didn't say that. Then motherfucking the Prodigy shit. Prodigy of Mobb Deep, if y'all didn't know. This shit crazy, bro. Like, he was talking that shit. Then they sample on one of the songs, they sample Quiet Storm too. As soon as I heard that shit drop, I'm like, oh yeah, they sample Quiet Storm. That's what suck. So they definitely paying their homage on this shit. Like, so I really fuck with it. Like, and if you know me, I'm big on homage, bro. Pay that homage. These niggas from Atlanta, you know, Future, one of the greats. Metro Boomin, one of the fucking best producers out, not just Southern producers, one of the best producers out. Nigga tough as fuck. Bro, I fuck with this, bro. Like, you don't have no choice but to fuck with this, bro. You don't have no choice but to fuck with this if you fuck with the Mob or you fuck with Prodigy. Like, for real, this shit fire, bro. And I'm gonna get into what everybody been talking about. Shit still trending 3 days later. You know, the whole Kendrick shit, the whole verse, whatever. I'm gonna get into that. But I just wanna, you know, pay my respects to this album and shit and everything. I fuck with it. I fuck with this, bro. For real. vibes, for real. Big vibes. But, you know, I fuck with this, man. Metro genius, bro. It's your boy, the Pac Killer, nigga. Yo. This song fire, bro. That's the reason why I'm doing this pod today. I should have been on, you know, been on it when this shit first dropped, but now this third day of this shit still trending, whatever. It's trending crazy still. Let me say this. Let me get this out of the way. Kendrick is an elite MC. He's an elite talent. He's an elite artist. He's all that right there. He belong right there with Drake, with Cole, all the successful, everything. Niggas calling it like a civil war. If you seen the post, it got Kendrick, then they got Metro Boomin, Future, Ross, some other niggas and shit on the side. Then they got Drake on the side. Like, they got Drake, motherfucking 21, Cole. Niggas left out Dirk. You know, Dirk fuck with Drake on that. You know, Dirk fuck with Drake. They gotta put Dirk on that whole shit too. But they call it like a little civil war, which is dope. It'd be dope if they go like, you know, it would be dope for rap or whatever, or music, whatever, the two going at it. But let me say that. Let me say this. This verse is midi from Kendrick. He said a nice punchline. Walk around with a stick like Andre from, you know, walk around with a stick like Andre 3K, whatever. That was dope as fuck. But this verse is midi, and he put this tactic before, and he's not consistent enough to even deal with Cole. Cole be watching the most elite MCs on their own song. He talks shit to niggas on their own songs. He go at niggas on R&B songs. He's watching everything, bro. So by Kendrick, I get why you did it, cause you know nobody doing it no more. Like, nobody calling out rappers no more, and it is a competitive fucking thing. So on that right there, I commend you on that. But people's acting like this verse is the verse of the year. No. Enough. You dealing with Drake. Drake will make a hit record on you. Then you dealing with Cole. Cole gonna wash your shit. People saying he should have been replied, whatever. Kendrick not the pushover, so you gotta say some shit. You gotta say some shit. But it's Cole, so he been killing Futures for the last year and a half, 2 years, bro. Consistently killing every fucking thing. He been consistently killing everybody on their own songs. His songs, he just killing shit. Like, so that nigga Kendrick better be ready, man, cause Cole ain't that. He ain't no. He's far. He's way far from a fucking pushover. Like, you could probably get away with that type of shit with Drake. You barely can get away with it with Drake. Get away with it with Drake, cause Drake on his hit maker shit. Drake on his you know, on his Drake shit. But you barely can get away with it with him, cause Drake will wash your shit too. And I think Big Sean tied up in this shit too, if I'm not mistaken, and all that shit like that. Like, I just want to see the outcome of it. I want to be like, I told you so. You know, they all elite MCs and rappers and shit, whatever. So this shit should be dope as fuck. You know, and I think Big Sean, like I said, I think Big Sean, if I didn't say it, I think he tied up in this shit too. I think he fucking with Drake and this whole civil shit. So this shit gonna be dope, bro. Well, stop acting like this verse is the verse of the year, the verse of the century, because he put the same shit before years ago when he calling out rappers and shit like that on that control verse. And that shit was midi. Like, Joel Ortiz killed his shit. Like, and Drake dissed him on that shit record. Look that shit up. He dissed the shit out of Kendrick. That whole verse is about Kendrick. So Kendrick already know what's up. So I think he calling out more of J. Cole. So J. Cole is the most consistent of this rapping shit and bar, this bar, elite barologist, which they all are, like. So we should see, man. Cole, man, watch this nigga up, man. This nigga want to drop every 5 years and shit. Like, come on, man. Cole about to watch this nigga, man. Y'all gonna see. Y'all gonna see. And Drake gonna make a hit record about this nigga. Watch. But other than that, this album is fire, bro. Every song fire. Like, every song. I fuck with it. Big vibes. Pod killer, nigga. Yo. Alright, right now I'm in a debate right now. Right now, early this morning. Cause they saying the mixtape route, what Mount Rushmore is Future, Jeezy, Wayne, and 50. First of all, 50 should be the first on first. When it comes to mixtape shit, no one, I mean no one, not Lil Wayne, Future, fucking Gucci, no one is above that man 50. That's a great list though. All them niggas' body of work when it comes to mixtape shit is amazing. You know why though? 50 pioneered that shit. 50 was on tour off of just mixtapes alone, bro, around the fucking world. Nobody to this day have done that. And that was early 2000s, bro. They got 50 up there. I don't know if it's in certain order, but I mean, no one, bro. That's why I think niggas can't fuck with 50 in the verses too. Like, all those songs from those mixtapes, and all those songs from all the original songs that's on the mixtapes, it's so much music, bro. He was jacking niggas' beats and shit back then, making them how niggas be like, you know, taking niggas' songs and be like, oh, he stole a niggas the way the nigga rapping or whatever. No, 50 used to flip a whole nigga hit record and make a hit record out of that shit, bro. He used to treat his albums like mixtapes back then. He put the blueprint out there for niggas, bro. I remember this old interview in the mixtape. Wayne said he would never be for 50. He took 50 blueprint. That's the reason why he got on the mixtapes like that, because he took 50 blueprint. I remember when I wish I could find that shit, bro. I'm gonna find that shit. Yeah, them niggas know, like the Futures and Jeezy and Wayne and all them niggas, they know who pioneered the whole mixtape shit. Some niggas probably put mixtapes out before 50, and that was it, probably a mixtape or two, like some old ass niggas or whatever. But 50 did it consistently enough, and every fucking record was damn near a hit record, so he ended up going on tour off of just mixtapes. He didn't even have an album yet. He was on straight tour on strictly mixtape shit. The man is the king of mixtapes. He'll forever be king of mixtapes. And niggas need to just let that shit go. That's what it is. When you got somebody like Wayne say they won't ever be for 50, because it was some turmoil you with Wayne and 50 back then, because the whole Rick Ross and all that crazy shit. Some little turmoil you, Wayne was saying some little slick shit. Then when somebody asked him on an interview, Wayne said, you know, he'll never go against 50. Because he took 50 blueprint. That's exactly what he said. Like, he might have reneged on it after when shit started heating up, but that's exactly what he said. I was like, so Wayne pays homage. He listens to my last segment. I'm big on homage. That's my shit. But 50 is forever the GOAT of mixtape, the mixtape world. It will never be another time like it, how 50 had it. Don't get me wrong, there's some other, everybody, that list is amazing, but they forgetting like the Fabs, they forgetting the Dipset and all that shit. Cause Dipset had fucking amazing mixtapes too, but they, I ain't gonna say they wasn't hitting, but you know, no shit was hitting. No shit, they, you know, Dipset shit. And the Lots too. The whole D Block, everybody body didn't work, but everybody tried to do what 50 did. And all these rappers I'm naming, they all were successful. But 50 just pioneered that shit. He was like, first he was taking niggas' songs and flipping them and making it his and putting them on his mixtapes. Like that LL Cool J record, I Could Love You Better. I ain't know that was an LL Cool J record until probably like 2 weeks after. Nigga like, that's an LL song. I said, that's an LL song? I thought that was 50 shit. I'm gonna take they hit records, bro, and do them shits over. But 50's forever the greatest of all time when it comes to this mixtape shit. Niggas can't fuck with it. It's plain and simple. Plain and simple. Pod killer, nigga.